see Zendaya like you've never seen her before.
From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, where Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy who makes no apologies for her game on and off the court.
For more than a decade, she has had former best friends Patrick and Art, played by Josh O'Connor and Mike Feist, under her spell.
It's Tashi's game and Tashi's rules.
See Challengers only in theaters April 26th. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Today's show is brought to you by Roku and HBO Now. Roku players offer the biggest selection of streaming channels, like HBO Now. Learn more about Roku players and try HBO Now free for 1 month by going to roku.com/lovingsnark. That's loving snark.
Today's show is also brought to you by Casper, an online retailer of premium mattresses for a fraction of the price. Get $50 toward any mattress purchase by visiting www.casper.com/makefriends and using promo code MAKEFRIENDS. Terms and conditions apply. Welcome to Here to Make Friends, a HuffPost podcast about the Bachelor franchise, where we lovingly snark on The Bachelor and Bachelor-adjacent shows.
Whether you love The Bachelor or love to hate it, we're here to break down every single delicious moment with you.
I'm Emma Gray.
And I'm Claire Fallon. This journey is officially over. After 2.5 months of good old-fashioned courtship between a man and his 20-something sweethearts, Ben Higgins is betrothed.
I can't believe it's coming to an end. Today, we're going to discuss Ben's excellent mother, his big, teary-eyed emotional proposal, and our complicated feelings about ABC's surprise choice for Bachelorette.
Yeah, Ben's mom basically is who I want to be as
She's
a mother.
She's my spirit animal.
Oh, yeah. Plus, we're joined by writer, actress, and After Paradise host, Jenny Mullen. Thanks for joining us, Jenny.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
There's a lot to talk about, you know, for the most dramatic finale ever, as Chris Harrison would say.
He does always say
that. He does literally always say that.
But he's aware of that now. He's become self-aware.
I think he's received enough tweets telling him that that's all he says. Now he's like, okay, I guess I just need to embrace that.
Yeah.
There's no choice.
He couldn't say something else, though. He's just going to acknowledge it and continue to say it.
Right.
Yeah. Thanks, Chris.
So we open on, a shot of the live audience after the final rose, which has to be the most awkward live audience ever.
I always think it's weird that Chris is just, like, sitting there in the middle, like, let's watch, guys. Like, he knows what he's about to see. And everyone's just like, okay, Chris, we'll go on this journey with you. But it's so awkward, just so painful.
He's just, like, rubbing his hands together.
It zooms in on their really, like, awkward reaction faces, too. Like, being in that live audience sounds like a nightmare to me. Also, in the live audience,
I'd want to shout shit out.
Yeah, I would definitely start heckling.
Well, that's why they have to film it for, like, a really long time, right?
Oh, my God.
Things keep happening. and both of the girls' families are there.
I was convinced JoJo's family
fucked.
Was—
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah. JoJo's family had to be drunk.
Well, if I were
Well, you know what? JoJo's family, like, if I were JoJo's mom, I'd be like, fuck that guy, I'm not going. But they must have told JoJo's family, look, she's going to be the next Bachelorette. So then I'd be like, you know what? She can do better than him. I'm back on board with this show.
Yeah, I think was it.
Otherwise, fuck no, I wouldn't show up.
No, I can't imagine them showing up if she hadn't been getting something else out of this franchise.
Yeah, no way.
Yeah. And Ben's pastor is there.
Mm.
He apparently read the entire Bible that night.
That was literally the only thing he was
really
allowed to do.
It.
That was so weird. That was just like, it's such a weird gimmick. Like, I know, we're going to fly this man out just for like the one gag joke when he sees him. And I mean, because they obviously knew he wasn't going to, they weren't going to get married.
No.
So it was just like a stunt.
Yeah, I like to imagine the conversation that they had where they were like, we could just get some random pastor from L.A.
There are millions of unemployed pastors in L.A.
It'll be a little bit better if it's Ben's pastor, so we should definitely fly him out. And then some producer being like, oh, that really cuts into our budget. No, we should definitely fly him out. It'll be that little
bit. What
should
we have him do?
They definitely flew him coach,
read the Bible. Oh, he absolutely flew coach.
I think Ben's pastor is just like me. Like, he never goes to a social function without a book to read in case things get a little boring. Like, he was like, oh, I have to wait here on stage all night. At least I have the Bible with me.
I mostly felt bad that he had to stand. Give the man a chair.
I hope he was allowed to sit down between
and
takes.
It was just like the weirdest teaser. Like, every commercial break, they're like, he's still here. He's still creepily standing off to the side.
They were kind of filming him from a little bit of a lower angle, so he looked extra creepy. Like, by the end, I was convinced he was a serial killer. Okay, so I guess we should dive into the actual dates and, you know, conclusion to this journey. Both Lauren and JoJo meet Ben's parents. Ben's mom was my favorite cameo of the entire three-hour event.
I think for me of the season.
Yeah.
Wait, you guys, so I missed Ben's mom.
What?
She was throwing.
I had to put my dog down last night, so I'm in a weird place. But, like, what happened with Ben's mom? I stepped in at a weird time. Not to bring everyone down. But
We're just happy to have you here. And we are also happy to explain the shade Ben's mom was throwing.
Well, so
she had like a spray tan shade.
Who
did she like?
Can't rule that out. Well, so basically, first Ben tells her before the girls come that he's in love with both of them, and she
was already creepy and
she
weird.
She gives such
and that's sort
side
of exactly what
him.
She said.
Yeah,
she's like, oh, that disturbs me.
Yeah, she said, I find that very disturbing.
Yeah,
and then just gave the greatest facial reactions to the camera.
Yeah,
it was a very honest moment for a
high search result on Jiffy in perpetuity. And then Lauren comes first.
And she's all sunshine and...
Yeah, she brings sort of flowers in a...
Lauren's so boring to me. I just liked JoJo's drama. I'm like, that's hot.
Yeah, Lauren, Lauren is a little bit more boring.
I love it.
But Ben is kind of boring too, so I think it works.
But Ben's mom wasn't really prepared. I think that she found out about him being in love with both of them right before Lauren came. And so Lauren's like, yeah, I said I loved him, and he said he loved me too. And Lauren's mom, Ben's mom, is sort of like, uh-huh, yeah, that's okay. Have you talked to him about, like, all of his terrible characteristics yet or anything like that?
Yeah, she basically was trying to dig in, like, my son isn't perfect. Lauren says something about this man being seemingly perfect, and Ben's mom just cuts her off and starts laughing and says, we'll talk more about this later.
Oh, my God. That's genius. What if I was a cock pluck to my son like that? I'm like, listen.
Yeah, it was pretty great. But also, like, the way that they talk about it, it's clear that the family has heard more about Lauren. Like, the mom is saying, oh, we knew that he loved Lauren, but apparently he also loves this other girl.
Oh, so weird. So they had already heard that he loved Lauren.
Right. And that made it pretty clear that Lauren was the front runner.
Yeah.
But they also...
But all season, that's what bugged me about the whole season was I just felt like it was so obvious that he was choosing Lauren. Even if you weren't reading reality, Steve, it was so obvious that he was going for her. I mean, usually they try to throw you off a bit. And I don't think they did a good job of sort of mixing it up this year.
They tried so obvious. Hard at the end.
Yeah, like, last night I felt like they did almost the best job of the whole season in framing Lauren as a, like, meh candidate for Ben's heart.
Yeah, like, well, and then JoJo came
right,
over.
She seemed to fare much better with his parents, which I assumed was more editing than anything, but they made her visit basically seem flawless. with the parents.
Right. Yeah. Which is always a bad sign. If someone gets along with your parents too well, they're definitely wrong for you.
The thing that weirded me out most is that she showed up with the weirdest flower bouquet. It was in a conch shell. It was like in a giant shell. And a bunch of
and
flowers.
Where are they?
Jamaica.
Jamaica.
But I mean, like, let's be fair. What kind of bouquets are really a veil in Jamaica?
But the flowers looked very normal. Yeah, that's true. Maybe that's like the standard bouquet that they
give
you.
That's the sandals bouquet.
Maybe that's like the producer's idea of like, how can we remind everyone that we are in Jamaica?
Make it fun, flirty, tropical.
Exactly. But like JoJo is very upfront about how in love with Ben she is and how they've struggled and how eager she is to make things work. And that really works for them. They're like, we didn't even have to ask her questions. She just told us everything.
Yeah.
And then Ben's parents are sort of like, it felt different with JoJo. Mm-hmm. Like, Lauren was great too, but this felt different. Which they could have been saying anything. They could have been saying, like, it felt different, like she was a serial killer. Editing is very important. So.
But remember last season, too, I feel like, or on The Bachelorette, I feel like the parents were kind of more into the other guy, weren't they, at the end?
Nick?
Weren't the parents?
I would think so, because of Sean. Who would like Sean?
I don't know. I felt like I don't know. And that did throw me, where they're like, there's just something different between the two. Oh, no. Maybe, you know what it was? I think I felt like she was going to go for Nick, and the parents were like, I just saw it between you and Sean, and he's like, just like a brick wall. I'm like, what did they see? I've seen nothing all season with him.
Yeah.
I was also very confused by the narrative that kept coming up last night about how Ben and JoJo have struggled through adversity and like seen hard times together and came out the other side. Like, what? Did I miss something?
Receiving the flowers?
Was it just that?
The brothers.
The
no.
Brothers. Oh, it was
they
the
had
brothers.
To face
right.
her brothers Karamazov right. together.
And that was odd, too, the idea that they've already had incompatibilities and issues basically on a 2-month fantasy vacation
but
at
I
the
love
very
that
beginning
those
of
are
their
issues.
Relationship.
They're like, everything wasn't perfect. This is weird. You know, I don't know. I mean,
but he liked that. Like,
yeah, he was into that.
He doesn't like that Lauren is too perfect because they haven't, you know, had to deal with her ex-boyfriend yet after 2 months of dating.
And it's interesting how he's always like, I'm not good enough for you. And I do eventually think that she'll realize that too.
Yeah, it's
sadly.
Possible.
I mean, if a guy's telling you that right off the bat, I don't think that's a good sign.
Yeah, you're like,
yeah,
come
you have
on,
to
Ben.
A little confidence.
Like, no.
I feel like I have so many feelings about after the final rose that I've basically forgotten the dates that they all went on.
Right.
Ben
well, that's
Lauren,
because they basically just hung out.
They just hung out in a catamaran.
Yeah, they hung out on a catamaran. Ben
and
was,
then, like, he and the other one hung out on the bathroom floor.
And a waterfall.
Uh-huh.
A lot of water. A lot of water around.
There was some making out. Kinds. Everyone seemed a bit anxious.
We have
they
to
were
talk
all looking
about
for
how
validation.
Ben was basically falling apart and seemed to be doing a lot of substances throughout his last chance
he
dates.
Couldn't even speak.
He would barely speak. He kept being like, I'm falling apart. I'm being torn to pieces in different directions. I haven't slept. I can't sleep. I can't think.
Do you think he like had sex with both of them?
Yeah.
Yes. You don't think so?
Well, he's just so like Christian.
A lot of Christians do things.
I mean,
he is very
guess.
Christian, but he also made a point of saying he is not a virgin.
Yeah, and he's never.
Yeah,
he's never made a point that a lot of people who have gone to the fantasy suites have made a point of being like, "This
but
is for
not,
time together."
Right,
but
we're
but
not going to be doing anything.
Yeah.
He's like, "This is for banging you."
yeah, which
yeah.
you know, fair.
But I don't know. I mean, like, I would fucking kill Jason if I watched a video back where he was telling another girl that he loved her, but he loved me more. I'd be like, fuck you. Now you don't deserve me. Like, the fact that you could even let yourself go that far with somebody else when once you've met me, like, I'm even mad at him for loving someone before he met me. So she's going to watch that at least episode, what was it, like, the hometowns when he said I love you? That's going to be brought up in every fight for the rest of
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how you let that one go super easily. No.
Well, especially like when he broke up with her right before the proposal, he said to JoJo that he loved her.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was weeping.
But he just loved someone else more. And that would, I couldn't watch that.
Well, can we talk about even when he's out there with her, he's like, I love you. I mean, I'll always love you. I'd be like, ixnay, it's over. We're engaged. Stop telling this other girl you love her.
Well, he was upset because apparently, you know, now JoJo's the bachelorette. And he's right. Like, no, wait, though. But
my sister wives fantasy. Yeah.
We had a thing.
Flying away.
Remember me?
I mean, if I were JoJo, last night I think went swimmingly for her, I would have been psyched. I'd be like, you still love me, and I'm about to, like, move on in a major way. So yeah, good
JoJo
luck with Lauren.
I'm really happy.
She clearly did not give a shit about Ben last night.
Which was fucking awesome.
She came
out
and was giving the most diplomatic answers. She looked incredible.
Yeah.
She knew that.
She looked better than she ever did on the show.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
She obviously was prepared for this announcement to happen. She's like, look, I got the better deal out of this. I don't have
totally.
To move to Denver with your ass.
No, yeah.
I came off looking great.
Yeah. I'm about to, like, have total control over my destiny now.
With 28 personal trainers of my own.
Yeah, with 28 of my own personal trainers. Yeah.
Coming up on Here to Make Friends, we'll discuss our next bachelorette. But first, a word from our sponsors.
Today's show is brought to you by Roku and HBO Now.
Roku players give you the biggest selection of streaming channels, like HBO Now, plus innovative features like voice search, unbiased search results, and private listening via the Roku remote or your mobile app.
With HBO Now, you get all of HBO, including every season, every episode of HBO's addictive original series, past and present, like Bored to Death, which our producer Caitlin assures us we need to watch. Plus, you also get the biggest and latest movies before any other streaming service. No TV package required, and it's available on Roku players.
Roku gives you TV the way you want it. Watch what you love, including HBO Now.
And you can try it free for 1 month. Visit roku.com/lovingsnark to learn more about Roku players and to get your 1 month free HBO Now trial. That's /lovingsnark for 1 month free of Roku and HBO Now.
This week's episode is also brought to you by Casper, an online retailer of premium mattresses for a fraction of the price.
Casper mattresses are obsessively engineered at a shockingly fair price.
They combine latex foam and memory foam for just the right sink, just the right bounce.
Here at HuffPost, sleeping is encouraged because we know just how important it is. Unfortunately, some companies take advantage of that and charge over $1,500 for a mattress. But Casper mattresses cost between $500 for a twin-size mattress and $950 for a king-size mattress. Casper understands that buying a mattress online can have consumers wondering how this is possible.
Thankfully, Casper offers a risk-free trial and return policy. Try sleeping on a Casper for 100 days with a free delivery and painless returns.
Also, all Casper mattresses are made in America, which is a purchase all patriots can feel good about.
Get $50 toward any mattress purchase by visiting www.casper.com/makefriends and using promo code MAKEFRIENDS. Terms and conditions apply.
Tanner and Jade are working it, right?
Yeah. They're
Tanner
doing
and Jade
well.
Are working it. But I really like them. I went
I
to their
them.
Wedding. I really like them. Aww. They're just real people.
We went to their wedding too, but more by watching it on TV. But we felt like we were there.
I felt like I was like in an alternate universe, even though I was there. It was sort of surreal.
Was
I felt
bizarre?
Like I was at Madame Tussauds. It was so weird. Yeah, it was so weird sitting with Neil Lane talking about.
Oh my God, is Neil Lane a real person?
Antiquing.
Did you discuss with him how his rings are blemishes on the face of humanity.
I was actually making him judge my ring. I was like, what do you think about this?
Was he like, there needed to be about 25 more clusters of diamonds?
Yeah, totally. I would have done something more ornate.
Yeah.
Seal played. That was a highlight.
Yeah.
We hung out with Nick and Chris Soules. Okay. My sister's like, they're strangely attractive in person. I'm like, well, what are we going to do? We're married. We're not, like, taking them back to our bedroom. Like, what the fuck? We have to go.
Yeah.
She's like, they're we'll hotter than selfies. I, like, expected.
If it's any comfort, Crystal's basically can't string a sentence together.
It's so sad. I know.
Poor guy.
It's kind of a shame.
Yeah. We met him, and all he wanted to talk about was pork. So.
Oy vey. No. Pork.
Yeah. We were like, no, we're not super into that. More focus on The Bachelor.
Interesting.
So, speaking of Neil Lane, Ben appears to make his decision about who to marry
based on the ring.
Picking his ring.
That was so uncomfortable.
They literally have him sitting there saying, I don't know who I'm going to marry, picking up a ring and then saying, I know who
now
it is.
I know. Yeah.
And it was the ugliest ring present.
It was like a building.
Every time.
It was like the Empire State
rings,
Building.
Squash
it was
my
so
heart.
Weird.
Like, so much money and so many diamonds going into making something so ugly.
It's just
It hurts
tragic.
My soul. Can't you just ever
Neil's,
offer like one beautiful
him,
big rock?
He's like, you know, I mean, I get a sense of who the woman is, and then I just like go from there and just start, you know, I know based on what he tells me who that woman is. And I mean, he's just like giving me a whole speech about it. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So just tell me, is it from your Zales collection or is it from your real personal stash?
Well, having seen the Zales collection, I think those are a little bit smaller.
Are those like Micropavs?
Yeah, they're not. They seem a little cheaper.
Interesting.
But they are equally hideous in their own way.
Interesting.
So if you want something that ugly but worthless, go to Zales.
He has amazing antique stuff. Like, I don't know where he. It's weird because he's like a collector of all of this, like Art Nouveau. I mean, he has great shit at his place in LA.
Yeah.
But these rings kind of just go off the rails. I don't know why.
It's just diamonds on diamonds on diamonds. And I feel like at this point, the expectation is so built up.
Yeah.
That people, if there was, it was just a simple ring, the audience would be like, oh, really skimping on this one.
I feel like it's like that story of about like the kindergarten teacher who has the most beautiful artwork in her classroom, and the parents are like, how did you get our kids to make this amazing artwork? And she's like, oh, I just know when to take it away from them. No one is taking the jewelry away from Neil Lane.
You're done, Neil.
He's just like, no, no, I'm putting on another halo.
Another halo.
He can't stop.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and JoJo and Ben on the bathroom floor. We haven't even talked about that.
Yeah, that was probably the most entertaining part of the dates. I felt sad for her. She seemed to be going a little bit nuts in her own head, which, to be fair, I would too.
It was,
the lead had told me he loved me and then was hedging on like the last few hours we were spending together.
And it seemed like she thought, if I take him into the bathroom,
with our mics still on,
he will be able to give me confirmation
Maybe
that it's me.
Maybe she was hoping for a wink.
Yeah, I think she thought
twice.
That it would be more private.
And she's like, he didn't give me a sign. I was like, well, he can't really. Yeah. I mean, what at that point?
Well, sometimes people get signs. Emily got a sign from Brad, and look how well that worked out.
What was her sign?
He told her that he was going to pick her.
He did?
Yes.
And in Sean's
Really?
Book.
Not on camera.
Because you know how, like, in the beginning of the season, Olivia kept saying, he's giving me signs. He touched my knee. I'm like, that's not a sign.
That's not
just
a sign.
Like a
no, that's not an actual
a
sign.
A sign is when they go off camera and they tell you, hey,
I'm
it's cool,
pick
I'm going to pick you.
That's what
that's
I would
what
want.
JoJo
confirmation.
Wanted. JoJo wanted to go off camera into the bathroom and have him be like, it's cool, I'm going to pick you.
Except
but instead,
that it wasn't off camera.
Was like,
it was very much on camera.
Yeah, he was like, so here we are, producers sitting on the floor of the bathroom, me and JoJo.
Yeah.
And
paint the picture for us.
In case you weren't
clear
on that.
She's trying to whisper. He's speaking at full volume.
Yeah. Yeah.
He loves to get the producers what they want. He's like, I'm going to make sure that you know.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Lately, my social battery has actually been full to bursting. I feel like I've barely been able to see anyone all winter, especially with little kids at home and constant daycare bugs. And I'm just like dying to get out there and see some people. And, you know, it's actually been kind of hard at times over the winter to feel like I'm just desperate to see friends and I don't have time to do it.
I feel like we're constantly trying to regulate, like, what's the correct amount of social energy? What kind of space do we need to carve out to actually give ourselves the space to socialize? What space do we need to carve out to give ourselves time to actually recharge? Either way, therapy can give you some self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery or store it up a little too much.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
Visit betterhelp.com/love to see it today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/love to see it. If you have a cat, you want your cat to be healthy and happy because, of course, that makes you happy.
But since, you know, people aren't mind readers, we don't always know when our cats are unwell.
So helping us keep tabs on our cat's health is just one reason you should use Pretty Litter.
Pretty Litter's ultra-absorbent crystals trap odor instantly. No more cat bathroom smell.
Pretty Litter's super light crystal base also minimizes mess and dust.
Here's the coolest thing about Pretty Litter. It actually changes color to help monitor early signs of potential illness in your cats, including urinary tract infections and kidney issues.
Plus, Pretty Litter ships free right to your door in a small, lightweight bag.
Our producer, Talon, has started using Pretty Litter for his cats, and he is a huge fan already. He's found that, like, the crystals really do soak up that odor, and cleaning the litter box is easier than it's ever been because it doesn't get all like weird and clumpy inside, which I remember so well from cleaning my cat's litter box.
Pretty Litter helps keep tabs on your cat's health and keep odors down.
You and your cat are going to love Pretty Litter as much as we do.
Go to prettylitter.com/LTSI and use code LTSI to save 20% on your first order.
That's prettylitter.com/LTSI, code LTSI to save 20%.
prettylitter.com/LTSI, code LTSI.
Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Are you one of those people who thinks they don't have time to prioritize wellness? Yeah, guilty.
Well, Claire, Allo Moves is here to change that whole mindset for you.
The app makes it so easy to keep your wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, there's mindfulness and self-care tips, even healthy recipes, and so much more.
It's kind of wild how far-reaching Allo Moves goes. And their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour. It really just depends on what you have time for that day.
Trying to get in a good sweat? Then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or former Pilates workouts with or without weights.
Or you can find stress relief with things like meditations, affirmations, or face yoga.
It's so hard to prioritize wellness when you have a busy job or kids or both. And now that I have both, it's so important to me to be able to squeeze in a workout when I have that random 5 minutes to an hour in between tapings after bedtime. It makes such a big difference how flexible it is and how easy it is to get what you need from the app.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves.
Go to allomoves.com now and use code LTSI20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code LTSI20.
allomoves.com, code LTSI20. 1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list.
If, like us, that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is better.
One study even found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Oh man, could have saved so much time.
Plus, all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. I recently was in France and Portugal, and I was trying my hand at getting more comfortable with French, really brushing up a little bit, and I found Babbel so helpful. I'm not going to say that I like arrived all fluent, but I did feel much more comfortable ordering food in restaurants, asking for directions, reading signs, speaking to people when I was buying something without having to constantly be consulting a language app.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners.
Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/LTSI.
Get 55% off at babbel.com/LTSI.
Spelled BABBEL.com/LTSI.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let me set the scene. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at actually unbeatable prices.
I love it.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. We truly love to see it.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
I love Quince, and I actually have a couple recent Quince purchases that I'm really excited about. I just ordered the Glow Boho hoops to have like kind of a chunkier version of my usual gold hoops to wear, like maybe on a date night or something. And they are beautiful. They're everything I dreamed of.
Indulge in affordable luxury.
Go to quince.com/LTSI for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/LTSI to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/LTSI.
Exactly what's happening, which is that we are on the bathroom floor and I'm telling JoJo that I love her, but I also love Lauren. Sorry, JoJo.
JoJo had picked up on the fact that he had probably told Lauren that he loved her as well. She just flat out asked him.
Yeah.
So here's the power move that I would have done if I were JoJo, and I think this could have maybe captured Ben. I think at that point I would have left the show and been like, all right, I'm out. Bye. Like, you're not making me feel secure enough. I can't do this. I came all this way. But I'm, like, not willing to, like, risk that when I don't have confirmation from you. Some sort of, I don't feel safe. So, bye. And then she leaves, sending him into an ego tailspin, and he comes after her. That's what, like, I would have done. And if he didn't, who cares? You're still the Bachelorette.
That would have been a great move.
I don't
move.
Know. That is sort of what...
Power move, girl. She needed to take the rug and pull it out from under his gangly body.
That is sort of what happened to Desiree, though. Because what's-his-face left? At the last minute. He was, like, the third person.
Yeah, Brooks left. And she would have fucking gone for after him.
But he did not...
He didn't want her.
He didn't want her. Also... I think
she's
that
like, well,
they would
you.
someone who leaves because they don't want to deal with it is not going to be picked as the Bachelorette. I don't think that the producers.
But if she's like, I love you, I can't let myself
because
be
they're
here.
Showing they're not playing the game. I don't think the producers want to reward that. I think the thing that JoJo did was.
But then he would definitely be like, come back for sure. Even if he wasn't,
I don't know.
Even if he wasn't going to pick her, I feel like he'd still like need her back. If he loved her, I'd be like, let's test this. How much do you love me?
See, this is why you can't get cast on The Bachelorette, no matter how hard you try.
I know.
You push the envelope too much.
I push the envelope.
And then they find out about your marriage halfway through the season.
Then they find out I'm married with a baby and a dead dog. It's just like a whole bag of drama.
I would want to see Jason come in halfway through with Sid. Like, this is what you left.
That would be my hometown date. And then, like, my confession, like, in the beginning, you know, when you take them aside to like share an intimate moment would be my dog. I have it all planned out.
I have a lot of walls up.
Yeah, I have a lot of walls up.
But I'm ready.
The first love of my life is dead. I know.
Oh.
I know.
So sad.
Well, I think that would be the most dramatic episode of The Bachelor ever.
Proposal day, final rose day comes along.
There's a lot of very intense music leading up to who will Ben pick.
They're standing in a pool of water.
It was not a very ornate proposal setting.
No, it was very dialed down, but I kind of like that. Yeah. They like painted on like a wood plank. I was like, all right, that's
I kind of love that this is dialed down. There was like an ivy-covered bridge that they crossed to get to Ben.
The bridge was more like planks of wood strung together.
But like if any of us got engaged in that scenario, like normal people, that would be considered like gag-worthy romantic.
That's true.
But on The Bachelor, we're like, oh, this is so,
subtle. Yeah.
There aren't enough flowers.
Yeah.
I don't see an elephant.
Like,
JoJo that you have
crossed
to ride off
the
on.
Bridge to him wearing basically like a pink wedding dress.
I know.
At first, I thought it was white. And then I noticed, okay, it's at least there's some pink in there.
Yeah. So he already basically had the experience of watching JoJo walk down the aisle toward him. So 2-for-1, basically.
Yeah, as she was walking towards him, he was
Do
like,
you think the show should mix it up? Because I really want to, like, put this in as a request. I hate that, like, whoever comes first, you know he's not going to propose to them. I think they need to start mixing it up. And I know for editing reasons, whatever, like, you want to end on them being in love. But I kind of like the idea that someone walks up and he actually is like, I love you, and then has to do the breakup.
So then, I would love to see that.
That's the question. What would they do with the woman
who
won?
What if she had to stand
like,
there?
Okay, you have to go hide behind that tree
and
now.
Then she comes out and laughs at you. I just hate it. I hate that every time the first person comes, I'm like, fuck, he's not picking her.
I do kind of love that moment where you see her shoop come down and then, like, the edge of the dress.
And then and the color gives it away.
That's the moment. You're like, oh, shit, it's the girl in the pink dress.
Yeah, totally.
But, yeah, that would be – I would love to see how they would deal with the winner just hanging around while the other girl gets dumped.
That would definitely make for good TV.
You know what actually would be the best is if the other girl comes out and Ben's not there. It's just Lauren breaking it off.
I have a message from Ben.
Ben would love that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to speak for Ben, but you know what? Now that we're engaged, I guess I will.
Yeah.
Ben, this is a preview of our life together,
ben
which I will
want
be speaking
to talk to
for
you,
him
so
all the
rest of eternity.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so hard how, like, they clearly, like, they prepare a little speech that's obviously expected, and they just have to give the whole thing, even
ben
if they're
have
about
cut
to
her
be
off.
Dumped. They always give the whole thing. It's awful. I just hate it.
I mean, a couple of the girls, that's why I think The Bachelorette, they're always more compassionate. They stop the guy. They don't let him get
they
there.
Do.
They do. Like, the minute he walks up and gets down on one knee, they're like, stand up.
And half the
time— I'm not going to, like, mortify you.
Half the time they send them home before they even get there.
Yeah, because women have, like, just more, like, fucking class. Like, that it shouldn't get to that place.
Yeah.
If you're not going to, like, I don't know. I mean, and of course, I mean, the producers are just like, fuck yeah, let her just, like, let it all hang out.
Yeah.
But still, it's not fair.
Yeah,
it's not very kind.
Women are taught so much, like, oh, it's so hard for men to get rejected. Have you ever thought about that? And it's like, yes, I've thought about it. We're always hearing about how hard it is for men to get rejected. So we do think about that, actually, all the time.
And we're just not cruel.
Yeah,
I mean,
nice.
Ben is very much a rule follower. Like, if the producers tell him, let her give the speech, then you give your speech.
Yeah, yeah,
also, his speech was one of those kind of ambiguous ones at the beginning. So she couldn't even tell at first whether he was going to go into, I love you and I'm going to love you forever, or I love you but not enough. And then he just says, I love you, but I love someone else more. Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Do you think JoJo's ex will be one of the contestants on her show?
Ooh.
Or at least try.
I wish.
He will at least try to make an appearance.
I think he'll try to crash a date or something.
For sure.
I don't think he'll be a
contestant.
What if
he was just her cool sidekick who did her hair for every date and then, like, provided fun banter?
He'll probably keep her dog for a little longer.
Yeah, that's true.
I love her brothers. I'm excited to see more of the brothers.
Oh, I'm sure they are excited for you to see more of them as well.
I want them to go to After Paradise.
I feel like this was Ben the brother's objective all along.
Yeah.
Was to extend his family's time on dating reality TV.
I also love that her family comes from money. Like, I loved that she was, like, in a big house. And she's, like, fucking—I don't know. It's just so nice to see, like, a girl who's kind of like, I don't need you to fucking save me. I already have my dad, asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, I already have my dad and my wealthy brother and my other wealthy brother.
I'm fucking fine.
Yeah, I felt like that was kind of the funny thing that I was thinking about, too, is the way that these— early 20-something, beautiful, privileged girls on the show are always like, tomorrow I might get proposed to or I might get my heart broken. I've literally never been so scared in my entire life. I'm like, whoa, you've actually never been so scared in your entire life. Like, actually.
That is a genuine statement.
That is crazy. Also, like, nothing bad has ever happened to you. That is so sweet.
They also all seem to need to get better friends because every single one of them kept saying that Ben was their best friend. They'd never had deeper moments. Like, how many collective hours have they even spent together?
That's so good.
Their real best friends must be back home just thinking like, well, great. I give up on our actual friendship of 15 years.
Who is surprised that Ben ended up with a Lauren this season?
Yep, 0% surprise.
Because there were four of them.
There were four of them. Good odds for the Lauren.
Strong odds for the Lauren.
And also, he just liked her better from moment one. Like, nothing about this was surprising at all. They had their little speeches. He got down one knee. The only part that stuck out to me was the phone call to Lauren's dad to ask him permission.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
What's up? I want to marry your daughter. How do you feel about that?
I'm ready to make your daughter the happiest woman in the world forever. Because who wouldn't be the happiest woman in the world with me? Ben Higgins, quarterback.
Oh, my God.
That was weird, the phone call. It was just on the heels of him just, like, acting like he was destroyed over JoJo. He's like, anyway, so, ding, 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 ding. Hey, it's me.
It's your bro.
Yeah. It was too just abrupt. I would like to know the time between the breakup and then, okay, let's reset up the shot. We're going to now move into the Lauren sequence.
Yeah, they were, like, dabbing his face with, like,
I bet it's
lavender oil scented towels.
2 hours.
Yeah, but they should tell us that because it makes him look like just such a callous dick.
5 minutes later.
Or he just loves Lauren so much that even his love for JoJo.
But it just, then it feels like so false. Like everything he gave to JoJo feels false. And I don't think it was. I mean, I do have to say I kind of bought into Ben last night. I mean, when he was talking to JoJo, I'm like, he did care about her. You could tell. It wasn't just one of those, because you know what, you see seasons where the guy comes out afterwards and he's like, well, what we had, you know, was special, but what I have now is better. And I didn't feel like that. I feel like he really had
I think Ben is pretty sincere.
Yeah.
I just think he has a lot of emotions.
Mm-hmm.
He just has a lot of
emotions.
And he's
just trying to process them all. And he also hates conflict. He wants everyone to like him very, very much. And I think that leads him to develop strong feelings for many people because he wants to both get validation and give validation at all times.
Yeah.
Do you think that he wrote his speech to Lauren ahead of time or was it spontaneous? Because
I think he wrote it.
An odd speech. Like, he was proposing
to her. Kiss her face.
He wants to kiss her every morning.
On the face.
On the face. Like, that is the kind of specific detail that makes me feel like he's hiding something. Like, what else do you think that we would think that he would be referring to other than the face?
It's like, well, then.
What about her saying, you're my person? I mean, that like is 17 the most annoying.
Times. Also, it's a Grey's Anatomy quote.
Yeah. Oh, maybe that's why it annoys the fuck out of me. I couldn't hear it one more time. I'm like, ugh. This is so annoying.
And then they were saying it back and forth to each other.
Well, it's just
you're
the
my
kind
person.
Of, like, annoying beginning relationship couple speak thing that just, I would never want anyone else to see happening. Like, when you're, like, usually happens when you're alone in bed, like, in a room and no one can see.
But it was almost like she said it, and then the producers were like, yeah, go with that. That's our tagline. What is he? Your person. That's right. I was so fucking annoyed.
And his big thing was that how much he wanted to kiss her. So he wants to kiss her on the face. He wants to kiss her a lot, all the time. He wants to kiss her.
That was made very clear. He definitely wants to
kiss her. They're each other's people who want to kiss each other a lot on the face.
Mm-hmm. And perhaps other places.
It was sort of like if aliens had roughly learned about the concept of relationships for the first time. They were trying to describe it. So good for them. They're very happy. They're engaged. Congratulations, guys. And are they going to get married tonight live on After the Final Rose? No. No, they're not.
No. Which left them with a really awkward
extra 10
minutes.
Do they go to dinner with the pastor afterwards?
I hope so.
I hope they did. That guy deserves.
That poor man.
He deserves at least a free meal.
I mean,
I hope
they
put him up in a really nice hotel.
They didn't.
That poor guy.
They're like, there's a motel down the street from the lot.
He'd clearly never spent significant time on television before. He was just like, where do I look?
Yeah, what is... Oddly, as a pastor, he hasn't been on reality TV before.
I felt like they probably should have told Ben beforehand that his pastor would be there just for the sake of
so you know I can give you some insight just like into what goes on backstage when they don't tell the people like who's coming. They usually have like different, they'll keep somebody on a different floor or a different dressing room so you know they don't run into each other, like for instance like on my after Paradise, it was like, you know, they'd have Julia come out and be like, Julia, tell us how you feel about what Mikey did to you. And she's like, oh my God, whatever. And they're like, okay, we understand. Up next, after the commercial break, Mikey. And you're like, what? Like, they totally do that. So I'm
did
sure the pastor
was kept. Did
you see people
become startled?
Oh,
a lot?
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. I was startled. They would hide people from me, too.
It's like Jerry Springer style. Mm-hmm.
It was kind of amazing.
Wow.
But it does get a great reaction. I have to say, it's pretty...
They're good at what they do.
They're fucking good at what they do. But, yeah, so I'm sure the pastor was, like, wrangled into, like, a little corral, and they probably snuck him out when Ben wasn't looking.
It just seems like the pastor thing is just reveals how little drama they could drum up from mm-hmm. this season, because... It wasn't even that good of a reaction. It was just Ben being like,
he's just
what?
Like,
no,
what?
We're not going to get
so
married right now.
Genuinely confused.
So out of left field.
Yeah.
What?
And then they were all like, okay, but like, I want to make you happy because I am Ben Higgins, but I'm not going to get married.
He's like, give me a hug.
So, yeah, let's all hug and like talk about our families.
It was the most genuinely awkward laugh I've heard from Ben. Like, he just seemed baffled. Why is my pastor here? Do you actually think I'm going to get married in the next 10 minutes before we go to Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah, I don't think that they could even do that because what happened to, like, the whole marriage license thing?
No, that's why it was annoying. It was, like,
it was just a weird gag.
A gag.
Yeah.
Also, they know they could get way more money off of doing a separate television wedding, so.
Yeah. But they'll have to spend more money, too. Spend more to make
The bigger
more.
Gag would have been if Ben's like, yeah, let's fucking do it, Chris. And he's just like, what?
Joke's on you.
Yeah.
This is what we wanted all along.
So we have to talk a little bit about the Bachelorette reveal.
Yeah.
Of course, it had been reported in Us Weekly and elsewhere that it was going to be Kayla. They apparently shot her whole intro package and... She apparently was told it was going to be her. And then kind of last minute, they switched to JoJo.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
It's so mean.
So Kayla will go on After Paradise, maybe.
Do you think she'll go on Paradise?
I could see it. Well, I don't know. Her family's really weirdly Christian, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'd allow a debauchery...
Her brand is a little too classy for that.
Yeah, I wonder if that's why we haven't seen a lot of people announced from this season who are going on Paradise because they're all
Paradise just got the pickup. Like, they didn't have pickup up until, like, a few days ago, I think.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it is the world's greatest show.
They did invite Lace, though.
Oh, my God.
Lace is going to do really well.
I want Olivia to go.
Now they just need to invite Cecily Strong. And I want Olivia.
I want to see
the
twins.
Two of them on the island.
I would like to see Kayla on Paradise, but I kind of think she would decline.
Yeah.
I think JoJo will be more entertaining as The Bachelorette, yes. But I feel bad for Kayla.
Kayla would have been so boring.
I'm not convinced that JoJo will be more entertaining. I think that JoJo.
I hope she will be.
JoJo brings more drama. I love it.
I don't know. I think she's more normal and she had more drama, but like just because of circumstances surrounding her, I think Kayla is weirder. JoJo
in a boring way, in a boring Christian way. I want somebody who's like
JoJo
just has like
JoJo's very Christian.
What?
Yeah,
they're all Christian.
She prayed very hard after returning from The Bachelor to put her life back together.
Oh God,
she's very Christian.
Is that true? I mean, no. But the dad was sitting there. Like Kayla's dad is like
a missionary.
Thank you. Thank you. Look at her roots. Like, she's definitely like a wild girl. She's definitely a little bit edgier.
I guess we'll see how it plays out. Like, she is perceived as being more interesting because, like, her ex wrote the letter and, like, her brothers are nuts. But, like, to me, she seems more normal, and that makes me feel like she might not be that interesting as The Bachelorette.
It could go either way. I'm hoping it goes kind of the Caitlyn route where she just isn't.
But
super
did you consider
rehearsed.
Andy normal?
No.
Yes.
I thought Andy would be kind of intense, and she was.
I thought she seemed very normal.
Oh no, she like yelled at Juan Pablo after the fantasy suite. That was like
that
legit.
Was, that was on that his was season. Great. Like was, in her season, did right. you feel like she was more normal?
I didn't think she was. I thought that she was a bit more of a. Because normally The Bachelorette is a bit more sweet and go with the flow, and she was pretty.
That's true. She's a little bit more edge. Edgy. She was definitely a strong personality, which I liked.
Yeah, she definitely toned it down a little bit from when she was screaming at Juan Pablo, but
which was probably my favorite moment of the franchise.
Yeah.
So funny.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see JoJo as being normal. I don't know why.
I guess we'll see how it plays out because her brothers are literally insane.
Well, yeah. I'm sure they'll trot her brothers out as much as humanly possible.
And, like, the mom, I mean, like, there's no way a normal, I mean, she's, look at her mom. There's no way that girl's normal.
Her mom is just going to be drunk every time we see her.
I don't know. Look at Kayla's dad. There's no way Kayla's normal.
Kayla's not. Kayla's like an alien, though. Like, she's on a whole nother
I know.
Place.
I was desperate to see how that would play out. But I also
and
kind
I
of
hated her like weird like smile where she's like, I'm gonna sneak up behind him, just hide behind this like bush.
She was like a Disney princess.
Yeah.
Also, I did really want a bachelorette who at least slightly
didn't look white. I know. I think that's where my disappointment comes in. I think especially because it's been so in the conversation. Yeah. We saw some really weird racial things play out this season with Jubilee.
And it was teased by ABC.
But Paul Lee is no longer there.
Yeah.
So.
And also, like, JoJo is half Persian, but she doesn't.
But they didn't. It is interesting, and you pointed this out last night, that the show didn't even acknowledge that, which I find to be interesting because they did really play up Kayla's Filipina heritage.
Yeah.
So, Jenny, before you go, we just want to hear a little bit about what you've been up to.
I'm on Chicago Fire.
You've been in and out of Chicago a lot.
I'm in Chicago.
How long is your story arc on there?
Hopefully I'll be dead soon. I mean, not hopefully, but, like, I have other shit to do. I can't just stay in Chicago, you guys. I mean, I love the people there. I love Taylor Kinney. He's such a nice guy. Like, I'm so impressed by him. He's not at all what you expect. Like, he's so down to earth. He's, like, he reminds me of a guy who would, like, give me, like, a tattoo in Mission Beach. Like, he's just so chill, which is crazy considering he's dating one of the most famous women on the planet.
Have you gotten to hang out with Lady Gaga?
I have met her, but I don't really consider what we did hanging out. We jumped in Lake Michigan together for charity. So there was that. And then I'm gearing up to do press for the book.
So when does the book come out?
June 14th. It's called Live Fast, Die Hot.
Soon.
Yeah, it's fucking soon. It's so crazy. And then, you know, I sold the last book as a TV show, and I wrote 6 episodes of it for ABC, and I don't know. I think we are going to maybe shoot those
That's soon. Amazing. Are you going to start
I'm gonna
in
be
it?
In it, yeah. But I don't know. What else is happening? What else is happening in my life? I just put my dog to sleep after having him for 15 years. Aww. He's the love of my life. There's like—
And he was very, very cute.
Yeah, he is like— I mean, my handle on Twitter is Jenny and Teets, and I'm going to keep it. I have a 2-year-old.
How is Sid doing?
He's incredible. He only speaks German. Well, he speaks English, but we speak German together. And yeah, Jason and I have a show on Sirius on Radio Andy.
That's so much fun.
That's really fun.
Do you like doing it together?
Well, we get in a fight, like, every episode on air. And then we have to, like, kind of, like, dial it down and work our way out of it.
Does Jason want to come on this podcast and get in a fight with you next season?
Probably. Oh, he loves fighting with me. It's what keeps our marriage hot.
Well, when you have a 2-year-old, you got to do something.
Exactly. 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 It's so true. But thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
thanks for joining us.
Thanks for trekking over. We always love having you on. Yeah. It's a pleasure.
Yeah. The grand finale.
And we will look forward to updates on when you successfully set Chris Harrison up and help him find the love.
I really want to.
We hear he and Amy Schumer have like a thing going.
Oh, God.
A little Twitter thing.
That is definitely interesting.
Well, I'm really pushing for more Amy Schumer on The Bachelorette, so anything we can do to get her back on the franchise, you know.
Yeah, we're very influential.
She's fun. She's fun.
Well, thanks so much for coming on today.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Bye.
And now, welcome to Feminism Fails, where we rate the most cringeworthy anti-lady moments of the week on our very own patented Feminism Fail Scale.
1, you do you, bro. 2, that's questionable. 3, not cool people. 4, the 1950s are back. 5, gender equality is straight up dead. And now for our final feminism fails of the season. First, Ben calls Lauren's dad to ask for Lauren's hand in marriage. Did he ask Lauren's mom? Not so much. We're going to give this one a 4 because it's just such an old patriarchal tradition that we see every goddamn season. I'm over it.
Next, Lauren's dad says he's imagined that moment being asked for his daughter's hand in marriage for years. So I guess it's a good thing that Lauren didn't turn out to be her own autonomous person or like a lesbian or something. So we're giving that a 3 because, oh, Lauren's dad is just a sentimental old guy. But like, come on, dude. It's 2016.
And then on After the Final Rose, when asked what he was excited about for his future relationship, Ben repeatedly said that he just wanted to show Lauren off. Apparently, that was the only thing he could come up with.
She's his trophy.
We're going to give that one a 5 because, dude, get it together and think of something to say other than your future wife is beautiful.
Yeah, it's a relationship.
And now for our tweet of the week, the final one of Ben's season. It comes from Alana Hope Levinson at Alana Levinson. I am 100% sure that an environment like The Bachelor would make me have a psychotic break. This tweet is my audition tape.
Nice.
Also, same. And that's it for Here to Make Friends. Thanks to our guest, Jenny Mullen, and thanks to our producer, Caitlin Bogucki, and editor, Nick Offenberg.
Have you had a chance to find Here to Make Friends on iTunes? If not, now is the perfect time to subscribe and give us a rating right before the season finally ends. Every time we get a new subscription or review, our show climbs the iTunes chart, which helps other people discover our show. Plus, you'll be all set to see the show when it comes back for The Bachelorette in 2 months. You can also find us on Twitter. I'm at Claire E. Fallon.
And I'm at Emmalady Rose. Or you can send us an email. We even like those during the off-season. At heretomakefriends@huffingtonpost.com.
Thanks for listening. We are going on a much-deserved hiatus, but we can't wait to talk to you for The Bachelorette.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.